We're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI. Great God, you are great. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. You are great, God.
No weapon they throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Yeah. Just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House ain't even paid off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say.
God is good. We go down, down, down. Don't forget who's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Joe if you'll come tonight and share with me. This is Jonah Gunn of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. When you talk about praising your way through, it is this young man, after going through open heart surgery. How many? Three. Triple bypass. Not so long ago, and God gave him back his life. Give God some praise for him. Well, I come tonight to tell you, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it smells like, let me tell you something, nothing, somebody said nothing, nothing is too hard for God. There are no problems, there are no crises, there are no situations. God got it all in control. I don't know whether you believe that tonight. He's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance when I'm alone in my soul. Yeah, yeah. Come to tell somebody that God's got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control. You know what? He put that.
You know what I want you to say? I want you to say this to somebody tonight. It's gonna be all right in the morning. I believe you can say it.
It's gonna be all right in the morning. How many believe that?
Come here, he's like...
I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church, NFI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
Amen. I also want to, on next Monday night, we're encouraging on the Cannon Wheel. Please come out to our monthly business meeting. We are all leadership to be here for our business meeting on Monday night. Also, we're getting ready for our Founders Day, which will be on August the 20th. We're looking forward to our Founders Day, and we're looking, asking all our groups to turn in at least $500. We're asking you, you, and you, please see your group leader. We want everybody. We stress it so much during Women's Day. Y'all did such a great job. Amen. Just to do a little more. Amen. Amen. We wanted to say that we have the Lincoln Park. We have our bus out there, you know, and that's, I told somebody last time, that's Lincoln Park legacy. Now, one thing we're going to have is a good bus. Amen. That's been the legacy since I've been a little girl, amen, when I was catching the bus every Sunday morning, amen, and that was my only transportation to church. And I don't know about you, but I appreciate that, amen. And so we are going to do what we can do, amen, that we can, Lincoln Park can always be in the lead. We're the head and we're not the tail. And so we're, Pastor, we're going to help him pay for this bus. And I'm going to help him pay for this bus. And I try to stay in my lane. And one of the lanes that the Lord did give me was the ability to raise some money. Say amen. Amen. I try to stay in that calling. Amen. And so we're going to do our very best to help him pay for this bus. Say amen.
Amen.
We're going to start on Founders Day. So do your very best. It looks good out there, even though it's red. Amen. We also want to announce our annual revival is going to be coming up August the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. We're going to be serving dinner at 6 o'clock. And then our nightly service will start at 7 o'clock. Reverend Frank Topper from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is going to be our speaker. And we're encouraging every one of us, let's come out and let us, this will be our first one since the pandemic. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready to get right. Amen. So we are, our revival dues is $10. You can see me for your revival dues, just the $10. And we also want to say that for our dinner serving, we have three good men. That's going to be taking our lead for our dinner, which will be our deacon, Ronald Johnson, our elder, Demetrius Hunter, and our brother, Leon Foster. So if they ask you for help, which they probably won't, but you ask them, do they need your help? Say amen. anything that we can do, we're going to do that, amen, that we're going to do the very best we can, and we can make this world the best revival that Lincoln Park has ever had. Okay, keep moving up. Back to school drive. We're going to provide our kids with book bags, backpacks, or whatever they call them, and school supplies. So if you have your child or grandchild, if you have a list of the things that they need, I think we're accepting that, and we're going to do the very best that we can to supply them with all their needs for back to school. And so if you will, you can see Evangelist Selena Hunter. You can drop it off down here at the church, or on Tuesdays you can drop it off across the street. So we're encouraging everyone that can and will please support us in our back to school drive. That's going to be on the fourth Sunday when we will be giving those bags out. For Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe will be running services at St. James Holiness Church on their pastor, Linda Hamilton's anniversary.
All right. Amen. Amen. We ask that you govern yourselves according to all the announcements. And we're excited that we're getting back to normal. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're getting back to normal. Amen.
Amen,
amen. Somebody said, when is it going to be over? And I believe Bishop should say, I can see the sun peeping through the clouds. Amen? Amen. So we're getting back to normal. Somebody should be excited. Amen? Amen. That means if we got a bus. That means we got some work to do. We got some places to go. Now we need this, one of these men to start making barbecue sandwiches and selling sodas out of the trunk, and it feels like old Lincoln Park. Amen? Amen, amen. So let us govern ourselves according to all the announcements. And at this time, it is Pastoral Sunday, this first Sunday. I shouldn't have to tell nobody from Lincoln Park what that means. Amen? Amen. Pastoral Sunday means that we're going to be getting a pastoral message. And can't nobody give a pastoral message but what? A pastor. Now, somebody can act like they want to give a pastoral message. Somebody can fake like they can give a pastoral message. But only one person is authorized to do what? Give a pastoral message. Amen, amen. Authorization is very important. Ask Donald Trump. When you're authorized to do something, you have some power and some authority to do it. Amen? Amen, amen. So this is Pastoral Sunday. We're going to be addressed from our pastor. We're asking everybody to give him your amen. And one thing about it, guess what? If you amen him, he'll preach. If you don't amen him, he's going to tell you what you don't want to hear, but he's still preaching. But if you amen him, guess what? He'll preach for you. So after the next selection from our video ministry, we're going to be graced by the presence and the ability of our pastor overseer, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe. Amen.
What's up, Relentless Church? I hope you're ready to worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times and give praises, shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. Father, we come to bless you in the good times or the bad. We come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless
the Lord.
Say, and his praise. No matter what I see or how I
feel,
hey, say as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, say to Jesus, come on, oh magnify, come on, let's do it together. Let us exalt
you,
you're worth it today, Jesus. Let's lay down our crown. And lift up the name of the Most High God. Today we come to do it together. If you whip somebody, look at them and tell them,
say, let's do it together.
Let's do it together.
Let's go. Come on, put your hands on it. Father, be glorified. We love you, Jesus. Hey.
I will bless the Lord.
Without him holding my hand, God been good to me, better than me than I could ever possibly be to myself. Come on, tell somebody, God is. God is. Glory, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. God is. Just two words. I preached that message many years ago. God is. Enough. You're going to hear it one of these days when the Lord give it to me. Two words, God is. The next time somebody calls you something, talk about you and call you everything but a child of God. Try to talk about all your bad faults and all of the things that you just can't seem to get right. But when they talk about you and try to put you down, just use those two words. Just say, God is. God is. Don't try to debate. Don't try to get back. Don't start a fight. Don't bring out the African soup bone. Just say, God is. Come on, look at somebody. Tell them God is. Isn't that refreshing? God is. May not be like I want it. It might didn't happen like I want it, but God is. And we thank Brother Teron Morris for playing that song and keeping you in that right spirit of worship. We thank God for the Elder Hunter for carrying out the service, and to all of the elders, Overseer Dr. Saab and State Mother Belinda McCoy and Evangelist Selena Hunter, Evangelist Mary Branch. Any more preachers here, Lincoln Park preachers? Did I miss any? Did I get them all? There she is, Evangelist Ray. Come on, let's give all of them a hand. My Lord. This morning, I would like to talk to you from the message that comes from the book of Hebrews. I'd like to speak from the book of Hebrews. And I'd like to talk about this morning, the title of this message is, Let's Ruin Our Christian Race with Patience. Let's run our Christian race with patience. And the writer here in Hebrews, he told his readers that they needed patience and that it was very important for them not to cast away their confidence. So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. If you see it on the screen, I'm going to ask those of you that are willing and able to stand, and let's read the sermonic text together. Let's read. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. All right, let's read that last phrase together where it says, and let us run with patience. And I want you to say, run with patience just as loud as you can. And let us what? Uh-huh. Run with what? Run with what? Thank you. You may be seated. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me as we speak from thy holy, sacred, and divine word. The writer wants them to know that they needed patience so that after doing the will of God, hopefully they would receive the promise. He wanted them to know that in the face of a variety of persecutions and personal afflictions going on in their lives, his purpose for writing was to encourage them to continue to do God's will. Amen. So that they could receive all, not part. He wanted them to receive all that God had promised. But nevertheless, the purpose even of this sermon is for you to understand and learn through God's word how to receive all that God has promised. So I'm here to do the same. Can I get a witness? See, another writer, James, told the members of the early church that were facing various calamities to count it all joy when ye face various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith and your it produces patience. And he also said, let patience have its perfect work in you. Can I get a witness? He wanted them to have that so that they could grow, so that they could mature, so that they would have well-balanced, not only earthly lives, but well-balanced, most importantly, spiritual lives, and become complete and not to be lacking anything. Is that all right? So, and that's probably why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Because he knew that if God was his shepherd, he really wouldn't have to lack anything. Because this God we serve, he's got it all. Somebody said everything. That's right. See, David, because he knew that his faith in God and his patience, endurance would lead to perseverance, and that led to him seeing clear and amazing victories and successes in his life. David said in Psalms, wait patiently for the Lord. He said, be brave and courageous. Yes, wait on the Lord. The King James Version put it this way when he said, he shall strengthen thine heart. How many of you need some strength this morning? That's why you come to church every Sunday, to gain strength. Strength you had yesterday, you need more today and tomorrow. But we have an enemy that walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we need strength. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This morning I say, as David said, we both together stand, wait on the Lord. But in this sermonic text, the writer starts out with the word, wherefore. Let me hear you say, wherefore. See, he started out, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. Wherefore means, let's just look at this wherefore, because it's very important to understand how he starts chapter 12 with the word wherefore, which means something came before what he's saying in chapter 12. So what, and he just finished saying something in chapter 11. So because he says wherefore, and that means pretty much he was saying for that reason. So we must rewind back to chapter 11 and understand who and what kind of witnesses he's referring to and what it was that they had experienced that we ourselves need to know in this world as today as we live in it in 2023. Wherefore, what was it about them that he had previously said? So as we rewind back and look back, he said, wherefore? Well, what is he talking about? Theologians call those people in chapter 11 heroes of faith. They were great people of faith who fought whole countries and won. Some of them by faith shut the mouths of lions. Some of them, by faith, they dodged death to be killed by the sword. By faith, some of them were put in fiery furnaces and came out and didn't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Some of them were weak, but by faith, they became strong.
Amen.
Some of them did what was right in the sight of God, and they received the promise. But by the end of this chapter 11, as we rewind back, what is so important about this and the Hall of Famers of faith is that the writer wants us to know, he wants us to know that God had something better for us than what he had for the people in the Old Testament. Can I get a witness? See, he said that lets us know that all these things that these great heroes of faith did, Abraham and Jacob and the different women, the harlot Rahab, and all of the mighty prophets and kings and people that God used in miraculous ways and had so much great, great faith. But all of those things that those people did, they did not receive God's total promise. And he clarifies that in the last two verses of chapter 11 before he starts chapter 12 off with the words wherefore, meaning for that reason. And see, this is very important because all that they had done and all that they stand that was commended for them for their faith, yet they did not receive all that God had for them. See, God had planned something better for us so that together with us, they, the great people of faith and all of the Old Testament, they would be made perfect together with us in this living in the New Testament time. They did not receive the promise because all of them died before Jesus came. But see, now we have the Bible and we are here, and as believers, we know full God's plan and what was his purpose for his people. Can I get a witness? So now God, and through his love and his patience, he used time, and over the eons of time, people, past, present, and future, are able to win and come to Christ, salvation. He won salvation for all believers, the past, the present, and the future. So the writer says, therefore, for that reason and purpose, we are surrounded, as we go in chapter, we are surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses that we need to throw off everything that hinders us, the sin that so easily beset us, and run with, let me hear you say, patience. Run with patience the race that is set and marked out for us in our present lives. He says, run with patience. The patience that he's talking about is not a person. In case somebody's getting a little messed up, you know, and dozing off and going to sleep and wake up and said, Pastor said, run with patience. Now, I'm not talking about the person you might know this name, Patience. Patience is not a person here in this text. Men, he's not talking about running with your buddy. Young men, he's not talking about running with your homies. Women, he's not talking about running with your girlfriends. Young women, he's not talking about running with your sister gals. Can I get a witness? He's not talking about running the street. He's not even talking about running your mouth. Because talk is cheap. But the Bible says faith without works is dead. Some are good at running that mouth. And like I say, everybody can lift 1,000 pounds until they get to the gym. Can I get a witness? But see, work. You've got to have patience. We got to know how to work things out and not kind of get somebody else to do it for us. God gave us strength. Have patience in yourself. Have patience in your abilities, your skill to get things done. There's no free lunch. The free cheese is on the mousetrap. That's why the devil kept so many people in this race of life. Get in a hurry. And then they find out they make a mess. Abraham's wife made a mess. Even Moses, when he hit the rock and things, he made a mess. Running ahead of God, running ahead of leadership. But we have need of patience. And church, if we're going to run our Christian race with patience, we need to have the ability to wait things out. Can I get a witness? We need to learn how to endure tedious times. We need to learn how to get things done without getting all riled and cranked up. Can I get a witness? Learn how to remain calm when facing adversity. Isn't that what Jesus did? We used to sing a song. They say he never said a mumbling word. He could have called angels. He could have called, his father could have sent legions of angels to come in his defense. But he was cool, calm, and elective, collective. And look what he did for you and I. Come on, give God a hand. Thank God for Jesus. And notice that the writer, he did not say crawl. He said walk, run with patience. He did not say walk. Did he? He did not say lollygag. He did not say fool around. He did not say waste time. He did not say procrastinate. But he said run. Run. Run with patience. And I know some of us said, well, that means I got to get in a hurry. No, that's not what the Bible is saying. He's saying run with patience. Now, see, if you're just sitting on the pew or sitting on a knot on a log, not doing nothing, or just lollygagging around, and you got faith and you got patience and you just sitting there, well, let me tell you something. You're not getting where you're supposed to be going to get there in a timely manner. But if you run with patience, you're going to get where you're trying to get to quicker than you would if you were walking or crawling. You understand what I'm saying? It's all right if you run with patience. He wants you to run. Can I get a witness? And I know somebody said, I've been running for Jesus a long time. And I'm not tired yet. He brought me too far for me to turn around. And I'm not tired yet. He told Habakkuk. He said that when you get find the vision, he said, write it upon the table. And he said, when you get it and can get it clearly, what did he say? He said, run with the vision. Lincoln Park, we have a vision. Can I get a witness? We've got to stay focused on the vision. We've got to run with the vision. We've got to tell all our other members about the vision. We're not going to walk, but we're going to run. Can I say yeah? He told Isaiah, he said, they that wait on the Lord, they that wait on the Lord, he said that they shall walk and not be weary. They shall run. You know how high it goes. On down the line, but he told them, we got to walk and then run, and then we shall mount up with wings as an eagle. Just by not sitting still, just by taking off and running, you get up enough speed. Sooner or later, you're going to reach the sky, and you're going to go higher and higher and higher. Tell somebody, run. Run. Run with patience. Patience is a virtue that we must develop. Patience is having the ability to do something without frustration. Can I get a witness? It's a useful skill that pertains to the aspects of our personalities as Christians, and it's very important. Can you say, yeah? I just want you to know that if we look at the personality, there's a man that they said, have the patience of Job. Have you ever heard that? And that means if you got the patience of Job, you have the ability to remain patient and do what you think you need to do despite your many problems. Can you say yeah? And be like Job, have patience of Job. And don't worry about listening to a lot of people in your ear trying to tell you how to solve their problem, and they got more problems than you have.
Can I get a witness? People love to give advice. They love to give it. And some of them don't have nothing to show for it.
Now, we would talk about what the old people you said about that don't have nothing to pour in the boot, but I'm going to leave that one alone.
Can I get a witness? But see, people will try to bump, but if you have the patience of Job, Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. I'm not going to have to trust man and woman because they can let you down. They can be there 1 minute and gone the next. Some can come up, a dispute can come, and they'll go away from you. But the Lord is. Come on, let me hear you say, God is. God, he walked with me. He talked with me. He told me I am his own. Run with patience. Run with the Lord. Keep him right by your side. And then said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. You brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. I'll never forget. The Bible still said that Jesus went to the cross because for the joy of the cross, he endured the pain. He endured the shame. He endured the even embarrassment. Why? Because it was a joy of what he was going to do for you and I. Can I get a witness? He didn't even worry about that little pain and shame. He refused to avoid all of that. And instead, he endured it in order to complete the work of redemption. Paul said that for our light affliction, which is but a moment, working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, which is a crown. Tell somebody, one of these days, I shall wear a crown. I'm going to put on my robe in glory. I'm going to stop and tell my story. If I be patient, if I run with it, if I pray about it, if I keep it all the time, God will take care of me. He will take care of my children. They might act crazy sometimes and do crazy things, but God will take care of them just like he took care of you and yourself. Can I get a witness? God will. So I said, run. Run with patience. I want to read one thing that Peter said, and I'm going to take my seat. Peter said that, and besides giving all diligence, add to your faith. Come on, tell somebody, say, add to your faith. He said, add to your faith virtue. Let me hear you say virtue. After virtue, he said, add to virtue knowledge. Let me hear you say knowledge. See, some people just got faith and that's all. They ain't got nothing else. That's why the devil is having to wait with them. They just got a little faith, and they ain't never tried to add or grow to the faith that you do have. But you getting it today, you don't have no excuse. And don't say, well, Pastor, I got faith. Everybody know my heart. Well, why are you in the mess you in? Add to your faith. Virtue. Add to virtue. Knowledge. Let me hear you say knowledge. So you get some spiritual knowledge right now. I ain't talking about what you know. Some people got a lot up here. And you know what? I said, that's exactly what they got. A great big vacant lot. And can't nothing be added to it. Because they already full. They know everything. Can't pour any more wisdom or spiritual knowledge in them because they full. Can't learn nothing else. Can't be taught nothing else. Know too much for your own good. But I know what our parents told us, a hard head made a soft body. And you bump that head or you fall on and bruise your knees or break a arm, you will find out how soft that body is. You will find out there's some things out there that is tougher than you. And the only way you're going to be able to overcome them is that you got to have God on your side. You've got to have Jesus at your back. Can I get a witness? Add to knowledge temperance. That's self-control. Add to temperance patience. Say patience. And add to patience godliness. Say godliness. Add to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his sin. I don't want anybody to forget what the Lord has done for you. I don't care how bad it looked, how bad it feel, how bad it seemed, you still praise God in the house. May not come when you want it, but he's always, tell somebody, he's always on time. God, I put my trust. God, I keep my faith. I put my hope in you. Can you say yeah? So I tell you to keep on running with patience as you run this Christian race that God had put before you. All right, it's time for you all to run, and we're going to get ready to have the benediction. Come on, I say, understand. There is nothing too hard for God. Everybody have trials. Everybody have tribulations. Everybody have ups. Everybody have downs. Everybody have here and there sicknesses and heartaches and pains. But we don't have to go back to the Old Testament now for a witness. How many of you know that God is a healer? Huh? Who in here can say that he'll bring you out of ICU? Huh? Who can say that even if you're on dialysis, you can still have strength to do things that you did before it came? Huh? Who here can say if your sugar goes up, God can bring it back down? We just had one of our evangelists to have a heart transplant. And he had a stroke after the transplant. Right after, God brought him through that. Then his lung collapsed. God brought him through that. And the last time I talked to him, he sounded just like his old self. And he said, Pastor, once I go through some more surgery for this, I believe they're going to let me come home. Come on, let's give God a hand. While he's going through his wife, both of them together when I talk to them, they don't have sad stories like that. When I talk to them, they're talking about God being pushing their way for their deliverance. So don't think it's anything strange when you're going through. Not any of us are exempt from that. You have this word to encourage us. So you just continue to go with it. Oh God, thank you. Another reason that God is faithful, because it is his will that we be saved. He wants all to be saved. You have to make sure. Is there one today? The desire to accept the Lord Jesus and be saved and redeemed. The bishop of our soul. There be a joint. There be one that desires to unite the problems, children, God's power, people, sound like compassionate preaching and your church. Hallelujah, praise. Because when the praises go up, what? The blessings come down. Not how they
God. Prayer thing. I pray. Say I pray for my family. I ask God to pray for my family. I'm glad. But I start out with my family, church family, true life, all of those that are never come to me.
Come when I want to. But I'm going to wait on you, God. I'm going to have patience. See, so one reason sometimes that's why we're going through it, because we're not ready yet for the blessing that he wants to give us. So we got to keep suffering for a while longer. Get it. Get it right. Wait on the Lord.
Right now, God, we yield to you, Heavenly Father, but as we leave
that we have to take you with us. Lord, right now, touch this one. Sound of my voice. Quietly, you will be the next father in the day. Think about running this situation. It was a patience, but also know that it's a relay because we have others coming behind us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We have a flyer for our speaker for next Sunday. We were hoping we could have put it on the screen. I put them out today. Yeah, we'll see. All right, that's our speaker for next Sunday. Let's give a hand. Attorney. He's right up here in Lincoln Park. What a great example and role model for our youth. Bring all your children and any other ones that you can next Sunday and hear our very own, the daughter of Carolyn Smith, Brother Rodney Smith, an attorney coming to speak to us and our youth on next Sunday. Raise your hands, bow one to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence in glory, exceeding joy. Now to the only wise God, our Lord and Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Now to dismiss.
Deacon Borgen need to see the mail course number just for 10 minutes. Deacon Borgen would like to see all the mail course numbers before you leave this morning. 10 minutes, especially you.
Your mother.
of my God's grace. Tell me, I wanna know, did he touch you? Did he touch you? Somebody cried out, but it wasn't Monday. How about Monday? Monday's alright, just wasn't my day. Somebody else said Tuesday. How about Tuesday? Tuesday's alright, but it wasn't my day. Somebody cried Wednesday. How about Wednesday? How about Wednesday? Wednesday's alright, it just wasn't my day. How about Thursday? How about Thursday? Thursday's alright, but it wasn't my day. What can I tell you? My day, y'all. Can I tell you? My day, y'all. One Friday, late one Friday evening. And I was sitting there when I felt something, something moving on my right side. And when I looked around, something was moving on my left side. And when I looked down, my feet had started moving. And when I turned to hold my feet, my hand wouldn't be still. Felt like running. Did it touch you? Did it touch you?
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares. Cares for me. You'll never long as I know, I got a moment side.
I will
ain't no doubt in my mind, I know I will. Yeah, no.
Oh, freedom. Oh. And go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom.
Oh, freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, freedom.
Over me.
And before I be unsaved.
We're going to have church clap your hands. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way and don't try to block me. I got a race to run and I'm running by faith at the finishing line. I'm going to see God's face. Y'all help me sing it. If you can't help me,
please don't stop me.
Move out of my way and don't try to block me.
catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music editing. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back, welcome back. Here's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights. Let me ride.
The Lord's got a place for me and you. Don't you wanna go?
Swing down, chariot, stop it.
Let me ride.
Oh, swing down, chariot, stop it.
Let me ride.
Oh, I want to do it right.
Ride with Jesus.
Can I ride with you, Lord?
Ride home with the Lord.
Oh, can I go home? Stop and
let them ride.
All they want to do is ride.
Ride with Jesus.
Oh, can they ride?
Ride home with the Lord.
Ride, let them ride, Lord, yeah.
Ride with Jesus.
Will you take us to our home on high?
Ride home with the Lord.
As a thief in the night.
In the night, night.
I don't want you to come back and my heart ain't right.
Heart ain't right.
You said you was going to prepare another home for me.
Home for me.
And I could be with you throughout eternity. Oh, sometimes we mourn fret and shed tears when our loved ones are going to get their crown. Lord, at that time, my heart will be fixed. My mind will be made up. My soul will be heaven bound. And oh, can I ride with you, Lord? Oh, so many of my loved ones got on that chariot.
Ride with Jesus.
Reverend Julius Cheeks, I believe you swinging and shouting.
Ride with Jesus.
Brother Willie Banks.
God is still
ride
in charge.
With Jesus.
Pop, why did you say?
Ride with Jesus.
Frank Williams, I heard you say. Your grace is mercy. Daniel Stark, you said that God was going to separate the right from the wrong.
With Jesus.
Edwin McKenzie, you told us in your last words.
We ride with Jesus.
In the sweet by and by. With the old not chariot. Going home.
Ride home with the Lord.
To be with the Lord.
That's the sounds of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlight out of Lake City, South Carolina. Welcome and thank you for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave. You better tell somebody. I know that's right. From the studios here at Raleigh, North Carolina, feel free to give us a call, 347-215-8049. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. You're catching the wave. I love that.
I learned to trust. I hope you don't mind if we said this right here.
I'm gonna
You're catching the wave, and we are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you been born again? Look, I pray that you are. All right, let's continue with more great gospel music. To God be the glory for the things he's doing. Ever let you down? Have you ever known Jesus to let you down? He's always there, huh? All you got to do is call him. He's there. Guess what? And his spirit dwells on the inside of you. You're catching the wave.
say it one more time.
In the mix, NHD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He
I've been scarred. day before she died. She said, son, I want you to always take Jesus for your guide, cause you'll never, Jesus won't leave you alone. She said, you're gonna be beautiful, you're gonna be strong, you may be knocked down sometime as sure you're born, but Jesus, Jesus won't leave you alone. Oh, help me say it one more time. You're not alone. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Woo. Come on, Lord. Be there. Jesus won't leave you alone. One more thing. Bad company sometimes make a good child go astray. No matter what that child do, mother will pray for night and day and tell that child, Jesus won't leave you alone. Trust in Jesus and never doubt. I know he will bring you out. Jesus, he won't leave. The Lord won't leave you alone. Let's tell him one more time. No, not alone. And no, not alone. And no, not alone. No. Come down from his throne, and he won't leave you alone.
Preacher,
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 gospel station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep.
You're rocking with the best. Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back
with the anointed one.
There is nothing that is more precious.
than Jesus, than Jesus to me. Every time I look back over my life, there is nothing that is more precious. For myself, no matter for Jesus, I accepted him at a early age. No matter for Jesus, oh Jesus, yeah Jesus. My body burns, my heart begins.
Anointed one.
Lord, you've been so, so good to me. Lord, I don't know what I would do. But if I had wings, y'all excuse me. Lord, I know you've been good to me.
what I would do. Y'all, excuse me, but sometimes I feel like that. If I had wings, if I just had my wings like a morning dove, I'd just spread my wings and fly away. Can I be? Yes, I would, y'all. Yes, I would, y'all. Yeah. Yes, I would, y'all. Don't it get lonely sometimes? God bless you. Yes, I will.
As the sounds of a Hobby Watkin Jr. and the Canton Spirituals, I pray you're having a great time. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com. Let's go back down memory lane with another one I know you're familiar with. And turn it up just a little bit more. I feel like giving them some praise.
Someone will be a vessel made of gold and shining bright. Some will be of silver, walking daily in the light. Some will be for honor, made for Jesus' hands to you. Some will glorify him, answer now, will this be you? Someone, God's word will all prove true. Someone, answer. Someone will be a bird, a vessel that's made of wood. Some will be of wrath and reprobate concerning good. Some be vessels of dishonor, hypocrite, unclean, untrue. Some be farming out of their own shame. God forbid that this be you. Someone, answer now. Will this be? Someone will overcome and sit with Jesus on his throne. Some the blessed Savior will not blush to call his own. Some will go to meet him, being faithful, tried and true. Some will share the victory. May God grant that this be someone, God's word will all prove true. Someone,
be
I'm